You gotta check that doorbell once I get stuck.
So here, can you sign this that you got? This is your copy, my copy.
What's this one?
The name of my new roommate.
The name of your roommate? This one, you have to send it to the office. Okay. I'm not gonna sign for it. I have to sit down and read exactly who it is and all these things that I have permission. Send an ID for who it is exactly as well.
My ID is right here. That's my new roommate. I'm required by law simply to give you the name.
Okay.
I've written it down. You're telling me you're not accepting it?
I didn't say I'm not accepting it. I told you the way to formally introduce who this person is. First, you should always ask for permission.
Ask for permission for what?
For who your roommate.
I don't have to do such thing.
Okay. So you don't have to do such thing?
No. All I have to do is give you the name.
Okay.
Well, so, I'm giving you the name. You're not accepting it. I'm recording it right now.
Stop. You should let me know that you're recording it.
I'm telling you I'm recording it now. Anyway, it's my house. It's my living situation.
Okay.
So, okay. You want to make this more difficult than it is?
That's fine.
Here's my...
I'm doing a key exchange right now.
That's fine. You don't want to take this?
What, marriage certificate?
No, proof of my marriage.
No problem. I'm aware of that. You told me that. Okay. I've seen the person here for the last 2 years.
That's fine.
Roommates, if you want to change them every month or every 3 years, or
change them,
whatever. I don't know what that is. This, you can send it into my father if you'd like to.
I'm not going to send it. You've already crossed it off the contract, which doesn't matter one way or the other, because she's entitled if I die. She gets an apartment whether she's on the lease or not.
Nobody's challenging that. Nobody's challenging whether you're married or whether she doesn't have rights, the same rights.
That's fine. He wants to cross it off the lease or something.
Listen, like I said, there's a way to introduce somebody, and that way...
If you guys are ethical, I would treat you. I've seen enough behavior on your part and your father's part for a number of years now that I will...
But you still currently live here, right? You still currently live here.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That means we're that damn good.
No, it doesn't mean that. I'm living here in spite of that.
Come on. If we were great landlords,
we'll eventually leave. Trust me.
No, you won't. Stay. Don't worry about it. You're a great tenant. We like you. You pay your rent on time.
Yeah, so then that's what you
don't give us issues.
Why are you doing some of the things that you guys do?
What's some of the things you do? All right, so there's nothing.
But she's working, so I don't have her key because we don't know when it's going to be down.
Anyway, you get two keys.
No,
two
I get three.
No, two per occupant, okay? I recognize your wife because I recognize your wife, right? So I'm being ethical. And the other key is for you. The roommate, I don't recognize yet, okay? You have to put in writing who that key is for.
The roommate is in writing right here. Here, I'm giving it to you.
Let me explain.
I will call, if she can't get in tonight, I'm telling her to call the police. You have locked her out of the apartment. That's fine. That's fine.
That's the key.